أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما ينطق عن الهوى إن هو إلا وحي يوحى صدق الله العظيم. The beginning of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken the qasam of the stars, and then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had made the statement, the subject of the qasam of the oath, مَا ظَلَّ صَاحِبُكُمْ وَمَا غَوَى, that your sahib, your companion, Hazrat Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is neither deviated nor is he in error. وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى, and he does not speak from the desires of his soul. إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَى, it is but that which has been revealed upon him, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks. Now one is the revelation that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is the revelation of the Quran Sharif. Insofar as that was concerned, the Quraysh of Makkah, those around Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who did not bring iman in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would make the allegation against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he had fabricated these words, or these are the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or they would say that some kind of jinn that comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and inspires Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that is the result of which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam begins to speak whatever he says. So insofar as the Quraysh of Makkah were concerned, they would say that this Quran, this kitab, is not the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it is the fabrication of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So these ayat, these verses, then would definitely show us that it is not what the Quraysh of Makkah have said. On the other hand, especially in this era and in this time, there are those that have absolute no regard for the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala brings to us a very, very clear and a very, very important message, that whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks, it is from the wahi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so ulama have explained that one is the wahi that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which he was obligated to give and transmit to this ummah by way of the Quran Sharif, the absolute words of Allah Rabbul Izzat, harf for harf, alphabet for alphabet, the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed it, that is how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam conveyed it, that is how he transmitted it to this ummah. The second wahi that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was by way of meaning. That meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed into the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave him a leeway of expression, that meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had placed in his heart, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam expressed it in his own words, and that makes up the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So reading these ayat will give us a very clear indication that even the ahadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the interpretations of the Quran Sharif and everything else that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had conveyed and transmitted to us from that meaning in the form of the hadith, was also the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now, for one not to accept the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in actual fact becomes a major crime for a person, because then he is rejecting a form of wahi that had come down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke would be the truth. It was the truth, it was the haqq, and there was no falsehood in the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. As a matter of fact, for us to believe that any falsehood had come out from Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam is a very great injustice, it is a very great zulm upon us. The great Sahabi, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he used to write down all the ahadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would utter. And then some around him had said that you cannot possibly do this because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is human, so he is subjective to emotional conditions, to anger, to annoyance, etc. And the thoughts were that you are going to write all this down and perhaps it may not be wise to have this conveyed. So Sayyidina Abdullah says, I went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and I placed this entire dilemma in front of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, O Abdullah, write, for only haqq, that is the truth that comes out from my tongue. So even Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had testified to this. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the one hand is testifying to the truth of the Quran Sharif, that it is the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also testifying to the words that have left the lips of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, more especially by way of the Sharia in the form of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ. The Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not speak from the desires of his soul. إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. But that is none but the wahi that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam received from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So in conclusion, a very, very important message that this ayat of the Quran Kareem has delivered to us. And that is that whilst we have all the iman and all the yaqeen that this kitab and this Quran is the kitab of Allah that has been transmitted to us by our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Similar is the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that it has come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah ta'ala give us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.